episode number 216, Camaro Finalist, SEMA, and Camaro Product Updates.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
You ready for a nice action-packed filled show this week?
Well,
because we've got a whole bunch of stuff to go through.
It is packed like we are for SEMA, for Vegas.
A week from tomorrow we leave.
Yeah, we'll talk a whole lot more about that next week, a little bit about it this week.
Yeah.
Here's the wrap. WRAP. Yeah, we obviously had that cool contest going on. We're going to announce the top 10 finalists, which was not easy to do.
No, it was hard.
We are going to talk briefly about SEMA. We have some Camaro production updates that we're going to bestow upon you. A couple of emails, right, Chris?
Yep.
One voicemail. Talk about a couple of cool videos, one that's out, one that's going to be out very, very soon. And some other Camaro goodies, smatterings and junk thrown in there. So yeah. I guess we're going to start with what everybody's been waiting for.
Onto the goods.
Onto the goods.
Everybody wants to know who's the finalist to win 4 Nitto tires, which is our grand prize.
That's the big prize.
Amongst other grand stuff we
right
have
on.
Here.
Yeah.
So you and I painstakingly went through all, I believe
38?
There was 38
32?
Or 40. 38? Let me look at my notes here. I wrote down the number of, there was 38 pictures.
Right. And if you're new to the podcast, we were running a contest where everybody submits, prints out our Camaro Z28.com site logo and takes a picture of it, the printout, and a Camaro.
Right.
And submits it, puts it in their gallery, and then posts it in the official entry thread.
Yeah.
Simple, right?
Yeah.
Well, for most. I had a couple that had to be disqualified because they didn't quite get all the rules, but there were still tons of great submissions nonetheless. We had to pick at the top 10 that the public are going to vote on beginning today. Well, actually, it began the night before this episode that we're on now
right.
was released.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's talk about the top 10 finalists that the public will vote on to win the big prizes.
Yeah, we had a hard time going through it. I mean, you know, there's some pictures in there that people are going to go, I can't believe this didn't get in the top 10. Well, you know, we have our reasons, and we tried to, you know, go with the essence of the contest, you know, whether it be, you know, grab the logo, find a Camaro in public and snap a picture, and then there's the posed pictures. You know, it's really hard, and we just have to go with our gut feeling.
Yeah. If there was like a top 15 or top 20, it would have been so much easier. Because
we weren't in here to hurt anybody's feelings
No.
And I'm sure people will be upset if they weren't in the top 10.
But here's the point. We hope everybody had fun.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the top 10, and we have honorable mentions that we just thought needed to be mentioned.
Right.
Because we could tell it was either fun or very spontaneous or, you know, just really worthwhile. Great, great photos, everybody. And we thank everybody for participating so far.
So let's run down the list.
Let's run down the list.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is in no order.
No order.
The public is going to vote on the winners from this point.
Right. So let's go with the first one, which is Mudbone.
Anybody surprised?
Beautiful Chrissy. He has more pictures of that in his own gallery as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is by Fifth Gen Crazy 68, which is a 68 Camaro with our logo that's in the grill.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very prominently placed.
Yep.
Definitely see that.
Then there's member Bones 3180 in New Orleans. He just grabbed a logo, popped out in front of a fifth-gen Camaro and took a picture.
And he had it on him. I mean, I think the story really helped in that, but the picture was still cool because you could tell it was
just spontaneous.
Ba-bam! Hey, Camaro! And that was what we wanted people to do, experience a Camaro in real life.
Right.
One way or another. That's why Photoshop jobs didn't count.
The next one is CR97 WS6. He has got that like 67 Camaro that's in the woods.
Yeah, the hidden treasure, all rusty underneath some trees with weeds growing around
it.
That one just
popped out.
That was very artistic and very well done, and I wish I knew where that car was at. he even weathered the logo so it looked like it'd been on there for a while.
Right.
Definitely a good one.
Next is Camaro Jedi with a 2002 Pewter with his wife in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Holding the logo.
Yeah.
And tons of toys.
Yeah, tons of toys.
Little car toys.
Yeah.
That is what I meant to say. Next.
Next is BK Wagon SS with a 2010 red car with the logo on the front license plate and free Papa John's pizza in the picture.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple of Papa John's entries, but that one really captured all elements.
Yeah.
God, now I'm hungry.
The next one is Link WPC. Well, lots of fifth gens in the logo in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
He had a whole bunch of fifth gens in the back and holding the logo right in front.
Definitely another spontaneous, hey, here's an opportunity, ba-bam.
Exactly. The next is M-Den Z3 with a fourth gen burnout.
We had a couple of burnouts, but this one was separated because it was taken in process while the driver was behind the wheel and we could kind of see it.
Yeah.
It was not, yeah. There was a great burnout, another great burnout one that deserves an honorable mention. Yeah.
The next one is Mike Guyver with a torn apart Camaro. It looks like in a garage. It's just leaking fluid everywhere, and the logo is on his laptop sitting in front.
Now, this one needs just a bit of explanation. First of all, this one looked like a complete murder scene. And he ran out, but we never said it couldn't be that after he asked.
Yeah.
And because of the nature of the photo, it was memorable. We wanted something that was memorable, and we feel that should have counted. The guy said his printer busted or something like that. Obviously, his car is busted, too.
Yeah, obviously.
Poor guy.
Yeah. And the final, top 10.
I like this one.
Is 30th 97Z with the Halloween picture. He has actually two logos in that picture, one in the front, one on the right side, one on the left side, and obviously took some work to put that scene together.
Yeah, there's some serious setup there. I mean, this was posted a month ago. I mean, now it'd fit in, but this was, you know, the cool part, and which had nothing to do on our choice, was that he's local, and I wanted to drive and see the display.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a chance to, but I looked at the house, I'm like, that looks like kind of like our type of neighborhood.
So that's our top 10.
That's our top 10.
And you'll be able to start voting on that immediately.
Now. Yeah, and Chris, you should be able to put the poll thread in the show notes. I should have it ready in time.
Okay.
We need to mention some honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Here. Number one, I didn't get I got the post numbers, not the names. There's one where is number post number 158 in the thread, where he had a horse. Looked like the horse is actually feeding out of the engine bay area.
Yeah.
And he says he wanted to get just one more horse under the hood. And I thought that was really, really cool. Number 179, Smokey Blaze.
Yeah.
Nice black and white, a little bit artistic there. And he had the Camaro Z28.com logo underneath
the Z28
logo, and he says he's going to keep it there. Thank you so much for that. That was very cool. Going back a little bit, if I say this right, Sedita 011, I think it is. He's got two Camaros. No, my mistake. He's got kids and pizza in the garage, and they're just scarfing down. It was a nice-looking first gen, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And then Post 59 deserves an honorable mention. Brian D069, he's got two Camaros, two kids. The kids wearing custom-made Camaro Z28.com t-shirts, and he has all three Camaro Z28.com die-cast cars in the grill of the first gen in the picture.
Good eye.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't catch that at first, did you? Yeah.
No.
So definitely those deserve an honorable mention. So now, everybody, please go and vote.
This is going to go on for, what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. We're going to leave voting open for 2 weeks. We encourage people to get the word out, to try to get people to vote for your car. We don't encourage any spamming or any acts of subterfuge.
Filling the ballot box?
Yeah, nothing like that. Let's be fair, guys, because, I mean, you know, keep your honor about you.
Everybody's going to get a cool prize here.
Yeah, everybody who participated gets a one-year Camaro Z28.com premium membership.
Right.
Everybody. And the honorable mention, folks, I'll be emailing you, and I'll throw something cool in the mail for you. If you got kids, I'll throw a couple of Camaro Z28.com die-cast cars in there or something
like
that. Yeah, if you got them in the picture. So I guess that's it. Just vote, and if you're a contestant still, then encourage other people to vote fairly and politely.
Yep.
And once again, we thank everybody for participating.
This was a fun contest.
It was fun, but it was so tough for us to pick those because there's so many great ones. We had to, I broke a sweat. I really did. So, unfortunately, we have to move on for now, but get out there and vote, and feel free to call in and give us your comments on the top 10. Please don't bitch if we didn't pick you.
Yeah.
We're sorry. SEMA.
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 Week from tomorrow, we'll be leaving for Las Vegas.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I just want to get out of this damn weather we got here in Michigan.
I just want to lose all my money the first day. Everything on three-card poker, everything I got.
Dude, with the amount of press conferences we have scheduled, we're not going to have any time to gamble.
And my wife is very thankful. We'll talk more about this, obviously, next week. It'll be the last episode before we actually go.
Yeah.
But for right now, we want to encourage everybody who's going to SEMA or lives in the Las Vegas area. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at the Aurora Bar in the Luxor is a yes. CamaroZ28.com meet and greet.
Yep. The Luxor is right next to Mandalay Bay, in between Mandalay Bay and Excalibur. Aurora Bar, it's a pretty nice place.
It's a lounge.
Yeah, it's casual. A lounge area. Got together with Mr. Bayer Z28 last time I was in Vegas.
And the last time I was in Vegas, I got together with, I was drunk. Some of the Sam from Las Vegas Boys. And
it's come as you are. It's meet and greet.
And leave when you want to. Yep. There's no set schedule, but there are going to be folks. For example, I believe David Hamburger from SLP is going to try to make it.
Yep.
A new friend of mine, David Sharp from Forge Line Wheels, is definitely going to be there.
Okay.
But just a bunch of cool people. I think my contacts from Borla are going to be there. Just show up and see who's there.
Yeah.
Buy me a drink.
Yeah.
Or a Coke. I'm not going to overdo it this time. Last year, everybody knows I did.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're gonna be posting. We did post this, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the message board.
Yep.
And we are going to be sending out Twitter reminders as well. So make sure you're following us on Twitter at twitter.com/CamaroZ28com.
Mm-hmm. And join our Facebook fan page if you haven't already. Just search for CamaroZ28.com and you'll see it in the fan page list. We'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah.
Real good. We got to move on. Oh, some cool Camaro production notes.
Yes.
The Camaro launch update. We're going to be kind of brief about this, but Chris, you can include the thread in the show notes.
Oh, absolutely.
Talks a little bit about Camaro constraints. The high wing spoiler has been canceled due to a number of issues. Due to the number of issues, the dealer installed high wing spoiler will be canceled for the 2010 model year. If all goes well, the high wing spoiler will be reintroduced in the 2011 model year. Oh. Hurst short throw shifter has been delayed.
Again.
Aqua blue metallic is going to be canceled.
Oh,
and that's a tragedy.
It was one of the least chosen colors for production, wasn't it?
Yeah, well,
and that's probably the reason why it's being canceled. I actually saw one on the road here last week.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, it's the lowest penetrating exterior color.
Penetrating. Mm.
The exterior color had been discontinued to open a paint line for an exciting exterior color, which will be introduced in this year's SEMA show.
Oh, boy.
I'll get to that in a second. I think it's... I just want to say real quick, I think that's a tragedy because that was a good-looking color in person.
Too bad not a lot of other people thought that.
Well, it wasn't captured very well at all on the Chevrolet website. It wasn't even close. It was a completely different shade of blue when it was... It's called a color chip sometimes on a website when they use a color, the spectrum of colors to... they're all Photoshopped.
Yeah.
And it just didn't get done right. And it should have been. I think it would have made a difference. Myself, I don't know. Maybe.
But then that leaves room for the brand new color, which is going to be, you know, at SEMA.
Dun, 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 dun. Camaro Synergy Green. Now,
Synergy.
We've hinted about this for so long, and don't get me started on that word, Synergy.
Synergy.
All I can say is, again, don't go by the Photoshops that you might see. And in fact, I wouldn't even go by the color, the photos that we're going to publish, and we are going to publish them.
Oh, absolutely.
From SEMA, because I believe it's one of those colors that cannot be captured effectively.
We'll be at the unveiling of this car.
Do you want to talk about the word synergy?
Didn't we make fun of this many times
in regards to
Toyota?
Hybrid synergy drive.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I guess comparing it to a Toyota Prius is just wrong,
no
matter what. So maybe we shouldn't go there. But just, I'm okay with the word, but it personally reminds me of another usage of that word in the automobile industry.
Absolutely.
So, hey, what can you do? And moving on, the Transformer Special Edition build out.
Obviously, they didn't ask you that in the focus group.
Well, they didn't ask me about the word, but they did ask me about the color.
Oh, well. Well, no, I'm talking about the color. I'm talking about the word.
Well, now that I can say that, I think the cat's out of the bag. At the Indy event last year, Settlemyer took me aside and said, see that color over there? And it was one of the Dick Harrell cars made by GMMG.
Yeah.
And that's like almost like a lighter version of a British Racing Green. He says, what do you think of that color? And I says, well, on that car or on a 2010, Scott? And he just looked at me with that big, you know, grin. Yeah. And I said, I would like it on that. So...
never been a green fan.
You're
myself,
welcome, everybody who wanted green, because I helped make it happen. Yes, that's right. Anyway, Transformers Edition build out is continuing. Chris, you'll put the link in the show notes.
You betcha.
It's jam packed, man.
Yeah.
We got to move. Oh, there's more.
The video.
Right. Right. How could I forget? There is a video out there.
From Spring Mountain, I believe?
It was taped in Spring Mountain.
In Las Vegas. Well, not Las Vegas, but it's just outside of Las Vegas in Nevada. Nevada.
It just showed up in my email box, and I don't know from where.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know. But
Chris Lavoti in action.
Chris Lavoti and Kevin Colvin Balalik.
That's right.
Was there. Sorry, Kevin.
Somebody else.
Thor was in it. Scott Settlemyer's fleet car. Was it fleet car? Test car? Pre-production car?
Yeah. Capture test fleet vehicle.
Right on.
Yeah.
Check this out. We had to throw it up on video on YouTube because our video section doesn't seem to be responding very well. I'm sorry for that, everybody.
Yeah.
Cool video. I love the way it starts out with a cool burnout.
Yeah. They're going around the track there. There's all sorts of different angles. There's a helicopter shadow from where it's going on top, and you know, some nifty music in there.
Yeah, people
capture the essence of the Camaros.
They do comment on the music that they say it's reminiscent of another song.
Yeah, of
Green Day's American Idiot.
Yeah,
yeah, which I get it for at least half of the music, but I don't pay attention to the music. I can give a crap about the music.
Anyways, check it out if you can. It's on YouTube, and I will post the link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the best 2010 Camaro video yet.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got to move on.
Yes.
Where are we at here? Got a couple emails?
Couple emails here.
Go ahead and here.
I'm going to give you one here.
Divvy out here?
Yeah. Let's see. Here, go ahead and read this one.
You want me to read this one now?
Yeah, just don't read the guy's address on the air.
Okay. Hi, guys. Love your podcast. You really know how to get people excited for the Camaro with all the enthusiasm and knowledge you broadcast each and every week.
Hell yeah.
I was originally planning on buying my Camaro in late 2010, but after listening to many podcasts leading up to the order date and eventual production date, I decided to merely wait till I saw one firsthand so I could better decide on the color choice. It's a long story, but the short end of it is I ended up with a VR2 SSRSS.
Velocity Red.
Thank you. And an IOM2 SSRSS, wife's car. And I thank you guys for it. Sorry, that was a mouthful.
You're welcome.
With your total enthusiasm and excitement, I would have waited and missed out on one of the best Camaro summers ever. Thanks and keep up the good work.
Wow. Love hearing those types of emails.
Holy cow, man. That's really when people say, why do you do this?
Can you feel our enthusiasm ooze through the stereo speakers that you're listening to?
Can you feel the electricity?
Can you feel the synergy?
You just had to do it, didn't you? You punk. So let me get this straight. You weren't planning on buying a new Camaro. You were waiting. But then you listened to our golden voices streaming through your airwaves or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
You bought...
Not one, but two
brand new 2010 Camaros. You're welcome, Chevrolet. And you're welcome, Mark.
Yeah.
He also adds, by the way, I never really thought much about the R2-D2 thing until I was listening to that particular podcast. Sitting in my Camaro, waiting for it to finish, and I happened to look at the sensor, and the light went off. R2-D2!
Yep.
One slap salad. Yeah. Had to reach back some years to remember R2-D2, but it's all good. Thanks, Mark. You just told everybody how old we are.
That's right. He's our R2-D2 winner from last week.
That's right. That's right. He's the one that guessed it.
Yeah.
Shirt size is 2X. And here's his address if anybody wants to visit him to see his cars.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, right.
Beep.
Thanks, guys, and keep that exuberant enthusiasm alive.
You betcha.
Best regards, Mark Nielsen, Minnesota. How about that?
Thank you, Mark.
Or is that Michigan or is that Missouri?
Yeah.
I'm geographically challenged.
Okay.
Hey, you're welcome, Mark, and thanks for that great email. Chris, you got one.
Yep, here's another one. Hey, guys, I was distraught having missed the Ultimate Factories Camaro airing, but I was excited to see it's re-airing this Thursday, October 22nd at 4 p.m. Eastern. Well, sorry, we already
this
passed
is released on the 26th.
Also, at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Porsche 911 factory is airing, which could be pretty cool to see as well. I didn't catch it, sorry.
Nope, don't care.
I was just interested in the Camaro.
Yeah.
I hope you guys get this in time, and we'll Twitter and Facebook the show info for everyone to see and record. Hint, Wednesday. We did.
And saying, hey, if you missed it, here it is.
Yep. Couple of other notes, possibly for the show. I'm wondering what Chris Frezza's plans or has done in way of mods for his Camaro. I've heard quite a bit about Jason's mods, and I'm curious what you've done. I've been in New York City for 2 months now, city of expensive and newer cars, and it seems Harlem is the only place to find a fifth-gen Camaro. I'm worried that GM isn't doing enough to turn around the big ship. I have seen some good products come in the last year. However, with budget constraints and public perception nearing a low, what the hell can they do to survive in the next 2 years? The Camaro has been a success, but I wonder how long it will stay that way. I'm really concerned about them and don't know how long it will have till they run out of money again. Well, Best regards, Cody. Well, let's start with the first tier.
Okay.
What have I done to my car?
Drove it.
I drove it, and I put a smooth lock on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's my only mod for the car.
And you can order yours at smoothlock.com.
That's right.
Sorry.
You want to know what kind of mods I'm going to do? Right now, I just want to enjoy the car as is. In regards to mods, been there, done that with my 95Z, and I want to enjoy this car right now before I just have to worry about modifications to it.
And that's very smart. That's very, very smart.
But eventually, I do want to do an exhaust, a cold air intake, and a tune.
Nice.
That's what I want to start with.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
How come Harlem's the only place in New York that people can find a fifth-gen Camaro? I don't know.
I don't even know how to begin to answer that.
I have no idea. Maybe people are too afraid to drive their cars in Manhattan or in the other boroughs.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's one.
I've been to New York City once, and it's nothing but wall-to-wall cars and honking horns and people trying to, you know, pull over on the side of the road.
I think they drive with their horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, no idea.
Wish we could help you on that one.
Someone who's obviously concerned about what GM's doing here. They don't think they're doing enough to turn around the ship here, and they're wondering if the Camaro's going to survive another 2 years.
I don't think any consumer can actually accurately gauge that unless they're heavily involved in the industry and know what's going on in the background.
Yeah.
I did hear word about, I don't remember how long ago it was, and I don't remember who told me, but they said that if the plans that were put in place then were to carry out, that General Motors would be profitable within 2 years.
Okay.
Back to actually making money.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's still the case, and hopefully that's still the course.
Yeah. Well, you got to think of it this way, too. In another year, there's going to be no more Pontiac. There's going to be no more Saturn. There's going to be no more Hummer.
Yeah.
Those brands will be gone, phased out.
Kind of a bummer.
Thinning
the herd, I guess?
I don't know.
But at the same time, consider earlier in our show, we talked about the release of a new color, Synergy Green.
Synergy.
Cut it out, man. I'm trying to make it sound good. And I think it will be good, too. I can't wait to see it. You know, they're keeping excitement alive. A lot of the complaint with the previous generations was that they just stuck the car out there and it didn't change. Nothing was new. Maybe
plus, the fact of the matter is, I don't think they've kept up with production either. I mean, they're still coming in and going out just as fast as they can build them. So not everybody's got their Camaro.
Yep.
And that might take a couple of years.
Well, and let's think about this. There are people that want to buy a new Camaro inside of a year or two.
Right.
And that data does get collected, at least a sampling of it, and it does get back, and they say, okay, let's keep going then because we have a good business case for this.
Plus, you also have to remember, there's a lot of people waiting for the convertible to come out.
Mm-hmm. And the and other packages, too.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, it could be. By the way, what's this podcasting, the Camaro Z28.com podcast?
Yes,
that's right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, keep the faith, as Scott always says.
Yes.
Because, you know, he hasn't steered us wrong in that direction.
Yep. Those are our emails for the week.
We always love to hear from people, email or voicemail-wise. Chris, you said we have another one voicemail this week?
We have one voicemail, too.
We will get to that right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And here it is.
Hey, Chris, Jason, and J96Z28 from the boards. Hey, I was just calling in about the podcast this week. You mentioned you put on long tube headers without the cats. I was curious, is your car not going to be on the street anymore? I live in Pennsylvania. We have to have a yearly inspection on the car. And you're only allowed to have it for 1 year. And that would fail immediately. They would look for the presence of the cats, and it wouldn't pass emissions, and I'm sure there would be something flagged in the computer test. So I just wanted to ask about that. And also, does the fifth-gen car manual have the first to fourth skip shift device? My fourth-gen has it, and I got able to eliminate it pretty easily at about mile two when I got it home with a pretty simple fix. I was just curious if that features, if you want to call it a feature, is on the car, and is it easily defeatable? Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much for that voicemail. To answer your first question about long tubes on my Camaro without catalytic converters, If the EPA is listening, that was only for testing in the dyno, and there are cats on the car now. Right.
Otherwise,
we don't have emissions testing here in Michigan.
Nope. They did away with that. Oh,
80s, 90s.
It was in the early 90s. Yeah. Well, closer to 93, I think, 94, around there.
Right. In fact, my two previous Camaros were tested without catalytic converters as well. Briefly about my car, one thing that's different about the 2010 that was different from the fourth gens is that when you do long tube headers, no cats, and just a normal exhaust, it's much louder.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. But so far, it's
it
very
sounds
livable.
Freaking good, though.
It does sound good. I've got Borla headers, long tubes, no cats tested. And the Borla touring exhaust, not the race version or the high-performance version of the exhaust. And it's pretty loud. But it's also controllable if you're gentle with the it just sounds like a good aftermarket exhaust.
Yep.
Picked up a lot of power too. Yep. I think I talked about it in a previous episode. Of course, putting that Magna Charger on it helped increase the noise level and horsepower level just a little bit. But well, I'll talk more about that a little later. Yeah. You can see the car, SEMA. Dun, 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 dun.
He wanted to know about Skip Shift too.
Right on.
Yes, indeed, it is there, and in fact, it's kind of neat when Skip Shift activates in the new fifth gen. A little shift pattern appears on your center console
on the driver information
and
center,
and it shows like a little graphic of it going from first to fourth,
like a little animation.
Yeah, a little animation
versus just the, I think it was just the
little light that says
Skip Shift.
But I believe it's the same thing with the solenoid. You just pop in something like
resistor.
That. Doesn't bother me too much. I just give a little more gas and I shift it in a second.
That's right. It's funny. It was put there for emissions and all. It doesn't make people floor it.
I know.
Hey, if it works, it works. But yeah, just check the 2010 forums. There's information on how to defeat it.
Yep.
Is that our only voicemail?
That's our only voicemail. And he's called in before and won. So we don't have a winner for the week.
Okay.
Oh.
That's okay. Well,
so you don't even have to go into the vault.
Well, let me just close it then. Is that the open? Yeah, that's the open. Hold on, let me close it. There.
Yep, there it goes. Finally.
It smells funny in there.
Yeah.
It always smells funny in there. Chris, were you in there?
No.
I think somebody thought it was a porta potty.
Yeah, I think the dogs were in there.
The dogs were in there. yeah, every while we're not, we only have like what, 8 more to give away. This year, for you know, we take a voicemail that we receive and pick the one that we seem to like the most or the one that makes us talk the most, and we give him a free prize. It's that simple. Yeah. So he's one prize per
person
this year.
Yep.
So you know what? Use the voicemail hotline call in number and leave your own voicemail if you haven't already, or if you have already and just don't care about not winning a prize.
Yeah,
we'd love to hear from you. We really do.
We've got a couple more things here we want to talk about too.
Yep.
The first is Casey's video, who did Return of the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this, about 3 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing a little preview of his new video he's
putting
out.
Bits and pieces.
With the bikini car wash.
Yep.
Lots of fifth gens in there.
Lots of Camaros, period.
Well, it actually has a release date now, and it's going to be released next week.
That's right.
November 1st?
That is right.
Oh, man. This is going to be pretty sweet. So, you know, when it's up, we're going to post the link. He's going to post it right on the message board.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can all check it out.
Yeah, this is very good. We've seen, you know, like we said, we've seen a preview of this, and it looks great. And the cool part is this is just an enthusiast-done video.
Yeah.
This film is done just for the enjoyment of doing it. He wants to get his name out there as a film producer, as a videographer, as a director. I'm not sure which direction he's going to go in, but I think he covers all 3.
And hopefully we're going to meet him in Vegas.
Yep, and then we'll probably put him together with... Adam Bruce, who I now affectionately refer to as Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf.
Because he thinks fast, he talks fast, and he moves fast. I'm going to get a Facebook poke from him because of this.
Lots of cream, lots of sugar.
Lots of cream, and the funny thing is he takes his coffee that way, too. He told me that. Same way I do. So we'll have a cup of coffee, Adam, and get your $100 bills ready, because I'll just eat the crumbs out of the table like they almost got me to last year.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to know what that's about, call in and ask, because otherwise I don't want to talk about it too much. It was a dare that I almost took.
Yeah.
A very financially lucrative dare if I had taken it, too.
Yeah.
Adam, you know what we're talking about. Finally,
yes,
and I've been dying to talk about this because I have a bit of a connection with this.
Okay,
SLP has released a new website for their Camaro packages, at slpcamaro.com.
It's the ZL575 car?
Well, it's the ZL327 car, okay. The ZL427 car, the okay. ZL454 car, the ZL550 car, and the ZL575 car.
Wow.
Numbers representing, as you can tell, the first three numbers representing classic Chevrolet cubic inch size,
yeah.
But it's also the horsepower numbers.
Yes.
It is now. Horsepower numbers.
So what's your connection here? Are you actually getting one of these cars?
As much as I would like to, I'm already building my own. However, myself and SLP, we go back quite a long ways, they commissioned me to build a website for them. So I'm very proud to make that website.
There you go.
That was one of my finer moments. Not so much that I got to say, hey, I built that website, but because I got to participate and be involved in what SLP is doing.
Yeah.
Other than the website, which I really don't even need to talk about. If you like it, you like it. You don't. But the car packages that they're coming out with are very, very cool.
Yeah.
Now, here's the rub. If you want one of the first three packages, you can go to any Chevrolet dealership and ask them about it. And you can even give them the website, slpcamaro.com. If they're not already a participating dealer, they can contact SLP and become one. And it's basically a turnkey dealer installed package. However, the ZL550 and the ZL555 has to be done at SLP.
Oh, okay.
And the difference is because it has a Magnuson supercharger and a bit more exclusivity.
Okay.
So we're talking about five different levels of Camaro that SLP is putting out, not just one like previous years.
Yeah.
I think they're doing a pretty cool package. We saw the 575 at the NEOCC show.
Right.
And it's a beautiful car. I think it's awesome. Check out the website, slpcamaro.com.
Beautiful.
And hopefully if you're in the SEMA area, you can speak with David Hamburger directly about it.
Yeah, he should have the cars there.
Yeah. So, you know, tell us what you think about the cars. Tell SLP what you think about the cars. And if you want to email me privately, you can tell me what you think about the website. I'm very happy to be a part
of
that.
Well, that was a mouthful.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I go over my limit?
No.
Did I take a breath?
I think it's time to go.
Yeah, because I got to finish getting my car ready for SEMA.
Yeah,
it's the last minute. What do they call it? The last minute thrash or whatever. The late night thrash.
So going for the finish line.
We'll talk about it a little bit more next week. Until then, get your votes in, get your voicemails in, and
we'll see you next week.
Got it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.